forbear and eat no more. I almost die for food, and let me have it. Sit down and feed, and welcome to our table. Speak you so gently. Pardon me, I pray you. I thought that all things had been savage here, and therefore put I on the countenance of stern commandment. But whate'er you are, that in this desert inaccessible, under the shade of melancholy boughs, lose and neglect the creeping hours of time, if ever you have looked on better days, if ever been when bells have knolled a church, if ever sat at any good man's feast, if ever from your eyelids wiped a tear, and know what 'tis to pity and be pitied, let gentleness my strong enforcement be, in the which hope I blush and hide my sword. True is it that we have seen better days, and have with holy bell been known to church, and sat at good men's feasts, and wiped our eyes of drops that sacred pity hath engendered. And therefore sit you down in gentleness, and take upon command what help we have, that to your wanting may be ministered. Then but forbear your food a little while like a doe I go to find my fawn and give it food. There is an old poor man, who after me hath many a weary step limped in pure love, till he be first to fight, oppressed with two weak evils, age and hunger, I will not touch a bit. Go, find him out, and we will nothing waste till your return. I thank ye, and be blessed for your good comfort. Thou seest, we are not all alone unhappy. This wide and universal theater presents more woeful pageants than the scene wherein we play in. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. At first the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy with his satchel and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school, and then the lover sighing like turnip with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow, then a soldier full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth, and then the justice in fair round belly with good capon line, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hold well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again toward childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes,